Bedtime Stories for Adults. Good evening. Our bedtime stories tonight are The Fox, the Cock, and the Dog, The Wind and the Sun, Hercules and the Wagoner, The Old Woman and the Wine Jar, and The Crow and the Pitcher by Aesop. My name is Inger Klassen, and I will be your reader. The Fox, the Cock, and the Dog. One moonlight night, a fox was prowling about a farmer's hencoop and saw a cock roosting high up beyond his reach. "Good news, good news," he cried. "Why, what is that?" said the cock. "King Lion has declared a universal truce. No beast may hurt a bird henceforth, but all shall dwell together in brotherly friendship." "Why, that is good news," said the cock. "And there I see someone coming, with whom we can share the good tidings." And so saying, he craned his neck forward and looked afar off. "What is it you see?" said the fox. "It is only my master's dog that is coming towards us." "What, going so soon?" he continued, as the fox began to turn away as soon as he had heard the news. "Will you not stop and congratulate the dog on the reign of universal peace?" "I would gladly do so," said the fox, "but I fear he may not have heard of the king's decree." Cunning often outwits itself. The Wind and the Sun. The wind and the sun were disputing which was the stronger. Suddenly they saw a traveler coming down the road, and the sun said, "I see a way to decide our dispute. Whichever of us can cause that traveler to take off his cloak shall be regarded as the stronger. You begin." So the sun retired behind a cloud, and the wind began to blow as hard as it could upon the traveler. But the harder he blew, the more closely did the traveler wrap his cloak round him, till at last the wind had to give up in despair. Then the sun came out and shone in all his glory upon the traveler, who soon found it too hot to walk with his cloak on. Kindness effects more than severity. Hercules and the Wagoner. A wagoner was once driving a heavy load along a very muddy way. At last he came to a part of the road where the wheels sank halfway into the mire, and the more the horses pulled, the deeper sank the wheels. So the wagoner threw down his whip and knelt down and prayed to Hercules the Strong. "O Hercules, help me in this my hour of distress," quoth he. But Hercules appeared to him and said, "Tut, man, don't sprawl there. Get up and put your shoulder to the wheel. The gods help them that help themselves." The Old Woman and the Wine Jar. You must know that sometimes old women like a glass of wine. One of this sort once found a wine jar lying in the road, and eagerly went up to it, hoping to find it full. But when she took it up, she found that all the wine had been drunk out of it. Still, she took a long sniff at the mouth of the jar. "Ah," she cried, "what memories cling round the instruments of our pleasure." The Crow and the Pitcher. A crow, half dead with thirst, came upon a pitcher which had once been full of water. But when the crow put its beak into the mouth of the pitcher, he found that only very little water was left in it, and that he could not reach far enough down to get at it. He tried and he tried, but at last had to give up in despair. Then a thought came to him, and he took a pebble and dropped it into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped it into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped that into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped that into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped that into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped that into the pitcher. At last, he saw the water mount up near him, and after casting in a few more pebbles, he was able to quench his thirst and save his life. Little by little does the trick. We hope you enjoyed our bedtime stories this evening. The stories were by Aesop. This is your host and reader, Inga Klassen, wishing you good night and sweet dreams.